Bitcoin awoke from its slumber earlier this week. That's as the trading price jumped over 20% and broke the $5,000 barrier for the first time since November last year. We're now joined in studio by Luno's head of Africa, Marius Rietz, for some analysis on the recent spike. Marius, I mean, I've heard all kinds of reasons or speculations behind this particular spike, and probably one of the most hilarious that I've heard was that it was some kind of April Fool's joke and we probably shouldn't be taking it too seriously. But what do you think is behind this particular jump?
Yeah, good question. I think over the past couple of months, we've seen a relative stable Bitcoin price. And there's also been a lot of pent-up interest and capital sitting on the sidelines from consumers and from institutions wanting to get in on the action before the next wave comes. But I think in this case, what we've likely seen is a large buyer or group of buyers, most likely hedge fund, institutional client, buying a lot of cryptocurrency. And that has led to a sort of knock-on effect more buyers coming into the market. And can be manual buying or it can be trading bots. So automated trading bots, you get those in the stock trading markets also, but that's the general feeling, I think. April Fool's also probably, we saw a couple of reports in the media around April Fool's jokes, and I don't think that moved the market.
A lot's happened, I mean, from, you know, the highs we last saw it at to where it's currently sitting. Yeah. Perhaps you can just give us a little bit of some context and the reasoning behind why we saw such a big drop, because sometimes we tend to forget events of the past and we just focus on this particular jump and think that it might perhaps even last. We don't know.
Yeah, so I think there's this one website called Bitcoin Obituary, and according to that website, Bitcoin has died 394 times, as being reported in mainstream media. So I think this recent price increase just shows us that Bitcoin is here to stay. But over the past couple of quarters, we've seen a couple of bullish signals. Mm-hmm. So from a regulatory perspective, we saw central banks coming out, providing more clarity to consumers. From a scalability perspective, we've seen advances in progress being made in the technology, and that's specifically with regards to payments processing. We've seen interest from institutions. So what we mean by that essentially is hedge funds, endowment funds in the US, in Europe, wanting to participate because they see cryptocurrency as an asset class. Yeah. And they're sitting on the sidelines waiting to participate and essentially waiting for regulations to come into play. So those are a couple of the signals that we've seen over the past couple of months.
Right. Yeah. In terms of Wall Street and its appetite for it, are you seeing any signs based on some of the articles maybe you're reading in terms of how they engaging with it?
Yes, I think so. So recently we saw Fidelity Investments, I think they're the fifth largest asset manager in the world. They announced that they're launching their own cryptocurrency advisory desk specifically for institutional clients. So that is a really positive move, and I think it'll bring much needed momentum to the industry. Mm-hmm. We also saw the owners of the New York Stock Exchange announcing that they're launching BUCT, which is a cryptocurrency exchange also aimed at institutional buyers. So our own NASPERS also invested in that in that venture. So those are some of the signs we're seeing from Wall Street.
So when the spike happened on the day, did you guys see or even get feedback from people, perhaps even on the exchange, where they were perhaps, I don't know, looking at the price, deciding what to do? How did the other currencies perhaps even react to this particular spike?
So most cryptocurrencies or the top 10 cryptocurrencies reacted positively. So for Ethereum, you saw an increase in price, but the Bitcoin increase overnight basically jumped 21%. Yeah. So we saw an increase in trading activity. The trading activity on Luna increased from 800 bitcoins on average per day to 1,000 to 1,300 bitcoins per day. So that's roughly 17 million or 18 million rands at the current market price of Bitcoin. Hmm.
Going forward, where do you see this going? Is it too early to tell? Like, what are some of the signs you're looking for to be able to tell whether this can be sustainable?
So I think one important sign is adoption. So we're already seeing an increase in adoption. So that's people willingly using cryptocurrency or Bitcoin for investment purposes or for payment purposes. So some of the signs we're looking for are some of the macro factors. So as I touched earlier, regulation. So we are waiting for regulators, and we're anticipating regulators over the course of this year to come out and publish our own reserve banks publishing their policy proposals by the end of second quarter this year. And then, as I mentioned, on the scalability of the technology, there's a new protocol being developed, the Lightning Network, and that will enable cryptocurrency or Bitcoin payments to be processed much more efficiently, faster and more cost effectively. So there are a couple of macro factors, and I think it's looking positive for this year. We're very excited.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of the Reserve Bank, are you starting to see perhaps even positive feedback? I mean, you mentioned that they're going to release their paper soon. There was conversations, even questions around how to treat cryptocurrencies when it relates to tax, when it relates to SARS. Are you starting to see, you know, regulators and all the key stakeholders at least trying to understand or navigate through this?
Absolutely. I think the South African Reserve Bank acted really proactively. They formed this intergovernmental fintech working group. They involved all of the industry stakeholders. They consulted with foreign central banks, the Singapore central bank. So I think they're paying attention, and they realize that they need to come up with policy proposals to protect consumers in this market, because the cryptocurrency market is growing and we're seeing increased adoption.
Right. Thank you so much for your time, Marius. That is Marius Rietz, who is from Luno, talking to us about that recent spike, 21% over the last week. Will it last? We don't know, but that is something we're definitely keeping an eye on, and we'll always keep you updated on that front.